boy did. Damn this town, I'm leaving.
I'm going to check in with Gary Keegan over at the studio now with a Band of Heathens. And live in the studio, Band of Heathens playing tonight at Southgate House. And we're going to talk to Keegan over there on WNKU.
Keegan with Indicide, and in the studio we have Band of Heathens who are going to be at the Southgate House tonight. And we'll get into a little bit of talking. So, but first, let's get something going here. Band of Heathens.
You got enough food to keep you hungry, got enough wine to meet demand, you got enough money in your pockets, enough wishes in your hands, you got enough gasoline and rockets to get a leg up on the moon. Got enough higher education, and you got everything but room. You got enough oil for your canvas, enough cotton for your mills. You got enough iron for your anvils, enough paper for your bills. You got enough miles for all your money. You got enough TVs for the truth. You got enough hard drives for your records. You got everything but room. You got everything you need to know. You got everything you need. You got everything you need to know. You got everything you need but room to grow. Enough love to make your babies, enough war to make them men. You got enough enemies for practice, enough contracts for your friend. You got enough churches for your weary, and you got Jesus coming soon. You got enough streams of distilled water, and you got everything but room. Got enough miles for them to feed. You got electricity and coal mines, enough poverty and greed. You got enough pyramids left to ponder. You got enough ruins to pick through. You got enough history to do over. You got everything but room. You got everything. Got enough words to make a mouthful. You got everything but room.
89.7 WNKU, 104.1, 105.9 in the studio with Band of Heathens. Fantastic, guys. First of all, thanks for coming in.
Well,
I know you
for
guys
got
in from Chicago, right?
Yes, we do.
Long drive and long night, but we appreciate it. Southgate House tonight, and right around, I think the first act goes on around 9:30 and so forth and all that. You'll have a good crowd. It'll be a good time. Everybody from Austin, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So you guys, are you originally from Austin?
We're kind of from all over the place, but we
just kind of congregated there.
Yeah, we all moved to Austin because of the music scene that was going on.
Oh, yeah. And like I've asked other musicians from Austin, is it that inspirational with that many good musicians and music down there in your writing?
Yeah, it's a great community. It really is.
Yeah. Everybody contributes to each other.
And there's not a lot of barriers. You know, the top mixes with the bottom, and it's great. It's a lot of fun.
Now, your first, which I read on this, that your first two albums were live, which is actually a little bit unusual. Usually you want to go in there and kind of polish everything up in the studio. I mean, any special reason? I mean, just comes out that way?
Well, I think, you know, we started off kind of in separate bands and ended up meeting at a residency at a club we were doing shows at every week. And it was really loose and kind of just a side project at first. So the first live album, we were just trying to capture these Wednesday night gigs we were doing for fun. And then the second live album, I think we were going in the studio to do a studio record, and someone came to us about doing a DVD. So it wasn't really our idea.
But, they just wanted to get something
it
down
seemed
for
like
you.
It seemed like a cool thing to do.
I mean, you got great reviews for both of them. So that's fantastic. So once again, Southgate House tonight. And let's hear something else.
All right.
What do you got?
Here's a song called Gree Gree Satchel from our latest record. St. John's Eve, gone to see Marie on Pontchartrain. 12,000 black and white standing in the rain. Gold stars on my forehead, don't need no tarot deck. Gree Gree satchel in my hand, cross around my neck.
Playing spoons on a box down on St. Ann Street. Hoodoo pepper freed a man, he charmed the judge's seat. Silver dollar burned a hole, cashed my last paycheck.
Gree Gree satchel in my hand, cross around my neck. Gree Gree satchel in my hand, cross around my neck. In my hand, cross around my neck. Gree Gree satchel in my hand, cross around my neck.
money on her resting place, X's on the wall. Rainbow snake has shed his skin, marked the sparrow's fall. Free from all my burdens, paid up all my debts. Gree-gree satchel in my hand, cross around my neck. Gree-gree satchel in my hand, cross around my neck. Gree-gree satchel in my hand, cross around my neck.
KU 104.1, 105.9. Like in the new CD, like some references to the Gulf, Louisiana area. Where's that come from? Anybody from that area?
No, but I mean, I think it's just kind of been...
I mean, it's a great sound. It sounds well, that's...
I think New Orleans has always been a really important cultural center in America. Yeah. And, you know, like the last handful of years, it's just kind of been in everyone's conscious, for
conscious.
Other reasons. Not all of them fortunate, but... I mean, I guess so. When we were writing some stuff, I guess that got
what
in
comes
there
through that way. Like that, you have really experienced a part of it. So that's a great sound.
Yeah, thanks.
Top Hat and the Clapmaster's Son. Where's that come from?
We could tell you, but it would be we'd have to talk to people.
The name of the record was Beamed Down from Planet Miracle.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, another thing, you've got actually three lead singers. You guys can do any one of those, and is it easier to write like that since you've got that capability? Can you write for each other, or does that make a difference?
It certainly adds a dimension to the writing.
Yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
kind of like another voice to write
exactly.
for in the voice of the
you
band
can expand
as a whole.
It a little bit.
You know,
fantastic.
I think it poses mostly opportunities.
Yeah,
sometimes it's a. You know, sometimes you don't like necessarily.
Well, yeah, if you
having
do something, maybe the other one. Yeah, the other one sounds better.
Stuff
with
to
it.
Critique all the time, but I think we get to choose from a lot more material, which is probably very helpful.
Southgate House tonight. Looking on the tour list, Cleveland tomorrow. You guys are booked for like 2 months, maybe a day here, a day there, but 2 months solid. So that's pretty normal for you guys, huh?
Like Mark Farner said, man, we're an American band.
We're an American band, exactly. And I was reading up on it. It mentioned the fact that the show.
Did that answer your question?
It did, though, didn't it, really?
Yeah. Very philosophical by Mark. But I forgot what I was going to say now.
Sorry.
Anyway, no.
I want to draw your attention to.
Well, that's another thing. Let's introduce everybody here.
Yeah, our bass player back here playing percussion today, he has a monkey on his back, and that's a problem.
Does. He literally does. You can see this on video.
Trevor Nealon, our newest addition, and he handles the organ. And John Chipman, our drummer. Need I say more?
He's playing
by,
drummer.
By
the
way,
box.
Our bass player with the monkey around his neck, his name is Seth Whitney.
Oh, did I omit that?
I think you did. You may have. And you guys.
Sorry, Seth.
Tell us who you are.
I'm Colin.
My name's Gordy.
I'm Ed.
Well, once again, I want to thank you guys for stopping by. I know it's been a long night and a long drive and everything. One quick question. On your last album, you got to work with Ray Wiley Hubbard. And he's kind of a favorite around here. Old Snake Farm and things like that.
Yeah.
Was that pretty interesting?
Yeah, man. Absolutely. It was educational.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet
inspirational and psychotic. It was great.
Psychotic. Psychotic.
No, I'm just teasing. Ray's he's a beautiful person. It was cool. It was a fun gig.
Fantastic. Okay, Southgate House tonight. First act goes on at 9:30. Then you guys later on. It'll be fantastic. Take us out with something.
Cool.
What do you got?
Let's see the other Broadway.
Well, Marquis on the black towel,
rocking down as he used to play. With church bells ring and the quiet sing, leads the people in the prayer. A preacher said that she lost her faith. She came in at a battered weight, 127,000 times. Well, she seen the sun, well, it no longer shine. Say hello, say goodbye to the city.
Fantastic. Band of Heathens on 89.7 WNKU, 104.1, 105.9. Just watching you guys are somebody you have to see live up on stage. Fantastic. I want to thank you again for stopping by. Quick question. You've got a couple of months of touring. You got anything new for the studio coming up or anything like that? Just kind of rest after that?
Yeah, we're working on some new stuff. We got a few things coming up.
Great, great. Well, as soon as you do, let us know.
We will. Thank
and don't
you so
be
much.
A stranger.
Thanks.
Southgate House tonight, Band of Heathens, Guys, thanks a lot. Drive carefully, okay?
Thanks.
You're with 89.7 WNKU, 104.1, 105.9.
Join WNKU and the Cincy Blues Society on Friday, August 5th for the 19th annual Cincy Blues Fest at Sawyer Point Park. The Cincy Blues Fest features a unique blend of music with over...